The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Lee, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished visitors, Phil Silvers and Marilyn Maxwell. And here's Bing Crosby.
As I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, as I'm taking a trip, California way, I'm gonna settle down and never more roam. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, Lord. I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. Cause I've decided where you're truly, really ought to be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas just made us a promise. He'll make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, Carabar FD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I'm the back of my grip, yes, sir, and I'm leaving today. Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never, never more to roam.
Gonna make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, Carabar FD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. The Old Kraft Music Hall friends beamed to the far corners of the world where our men in uniform are fighting for us. I wonder if we here at home are doing any fighting for them so that their dear ones can budget that monthly allotment. Are we fighting to stop prices from spiraling upwards? We can do it, you know, do it easy by living up to our home front pledge. I will pay no more than ceiling prices, and I'll pay my ration points in full. That's certainly a small thing to do for them when they're doing so much for us. It's only promising to give everybody a square cut. Maybe you're loaded right now and you can top ceiling prices, but don't, because that'll raise the prices for those who haven't so much money. Maybe you know where you can get by without giving ration points. That's cheating. It's cheating somebody else out of his share of scarce stuff. So take and keep the home front pledge. I will pay no more than ceiling prices, and I'll pay my ration points in full. Our regular KMH group this PM is augmented by a frequent visit to the hall, Mr. Phil Silvers, and for the fourth consecutive week, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's rising young star, Miss Marilyn Maxwell. We certainly hope, Marilyn, that your visits to the hall in some small way advance your career.
They have been. Around here alone, I've had several definite advances.
Keeps you pretty busy making pictures and broadcasting, doesn't it?
Yes, and so many people seem to think the show business is easy.
Well, I don't think show business is hot.
I don't think you're in show business.
I got a fan letter.
Who from?
My folks.
Naturally.
Would anybody like to hear it?
No.
Okay, think it over.
Well,
wants to hear personal mail, Yuki? To an outsider, it's boring.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen to this. Dear Yuki...
See, it's boring already.
Will you wait and listen? We know you're very busy, but as soon as you're done, write us some news.
I got news.
What?
You're done.
Don't you let them upset you, Yuki. Read the rest of the letter.
Well, sure, maybe they say something about me.
My folks don't write that kind of language.
Have you written anything to your folks about me?
Oh, have I? About you, Miss Maxwell, I said, and I quote, Marilyn Maxwell is the kind of a girl I'd like to bring home to meet Mother.
And what did your mother say?
Well, she wrote, I have seen Miss Maxwell's picture, son, and please don't, you know your father.
See, they must be very proud of you, way out here in California.
Oh, sure, they sent me out here. But I'm a very big man in Brooklyn.
You're kidding.
You heard of a tree grows in Brooklyn?
Planted in your honor?
Naturally.
What kind of a tree?
Eucalyptus.
Aye. Has your family got anything about me in their letter, Yuki?
Well, they couldn't get it in. Just a little note. But they closed by saying, please let us know what is going to happen in the first 5 minutes of next week's show, as we get a big kick out of knowing in advance.
Why only the first 5 minutes?
Well, that's when I'm on. See, they only have to listen to the first 5 minutes.
I got a TL for you.
What?
Write your folks that next week they won't have to listen to them.
Writing right now.
Guess I'd add a while, Marilyn Maxwell sings, I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. Take the next chorus, Marilyn. And beamy, Marilyn. Leave us now, leave romance and turn to more practical matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the first day of Lent, and here is wonderful help with Lenten meals. The macaroni and cheese dish you cook in just 7 minutes with Kraft Dinner. The Kraft Dinner box gives you both ingredients for this traditional Lenten main dish. It gives you a special macaroni that cooks fluffy tender just in boiling water, and it also supplies plenty of golden Kraft grated to sprinkle the cheese flavor through and through the macaroni. 7 minutes at the stove, and you have a 12-point-saving main dish. Serve the hot Kraft Dinner by itself in a big dish, or pressed into a ring with creamed seafood in the center. Try it soon. Just be sure to get the box with both ingredients for quick, delicious macaroni and cheese. That's Kraft Dinner.
Make us a loot.
Loot! After you wash and dress, roll it. You go get your breakfast tub. Yes, it's a little cafe they call the mess. It is too. Next thing you call.
you see.
Well, this is the G.I. Jive, yep. Man alive, what?
They give you a private tank that features a little device called the fluid drive.
The fluid drive?
Ah, Jack, when you revive.
Dump all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk.
Is back. 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is inaugurated president of these United States, and financial chaos is averted by the bank holiday. 1933, and on the way home from hundreds of movies, thousands of young men are saying,
you know, there's something about you reminds me of Ginger Rogers.
Oliver?
Yeah. Remember in the picture this evening how she kissed Fred Astaire?
Uh-huh. Lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah. Under a tree just like this one. Remember how she kissed him?
Uh-huh. See, the moon was sort of half behind the clouds, just like now.
Yeah. Remember how Ginger kissed Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Something about you reminds me of Ginger Rogers.
Gee, if you were only Fred Astaire.
Say, did you read where Maxie Bear is going to make a movie opposite Myrna Loy?
Maxie Bear, the prizefighter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can he be any good in the love scene?
Why, the first thing those guys learn is how to take care of themselves in the clutches. I'll tell you what I'd do in a love scene.
I've never been to a prize fight, Harry. Just exactly what do they mean by the clinches?
Well, I tell you. I'll show you.
Harry. Harry, please. Not here.
Okay, but where?
Well.
Why don't you say you'll marry me? Gee, we could go to the Century of Progress Exposition in Chicago on our honeymoon.
Well, I hear it's very educational.
Yeah, but Sally Rand is great. Great.
Who told you?
One of her fans.
I can't understand what you like about fan dancing.
I got an idea.
Harry.
I got an idea how to modernize it.
Well, how can you modernize a fan dance?
Electric fan.
I must say that this is the funniest proposal I've ever had. Haven't you any romance in you at all?
Oh, listen, Mel, I can just see you on Easter. You looking swell in your new clothes and me in my clothes. Like Irving Berlin says, in your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the finest lady in the Easter parade.
Oh, that's nice. But love is the sweetest thing.
What else on earth could bring
such happiness to everything? Oh, look, Harry. That moon's out full now. Just like in that new song.
You mean one that goes like this, eh?
Well, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Thank you. just a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Not unknown to habitués of the Old Craft Music Hall, my companion and associate on many a camp tour, Phil, glad to see you, Silvers, is rapidly carving a niche for himself in the Cinema Hall of fame. At present, under contract to 20th Century Fox, Phil has one of the title roles in Four Dills and a Jeep. Plays the Jeep. And I get the double, Phil, that you really stand out in that Columbia picture, Cover Girl.
Stand out, Bing? I'm a smash.
You're big?
A big smash. Well, I motivate the whole picture.
Should be happy motivating. How do you do this for Cover Girl?
Well, it's just the Silver's technique, Bing. There are the girls. I walk in, they run for cover.
Glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
Thank you. All this should make you so happy, Silver.
More than you know, Bingsy. In fact, I'm so happy I came here this evening for no other reason than to try to help you.
Help me what?
To be a success. Just stop for a moment and take serious stock of yourself, Bing.
Mm-hmm.
10 years in the same racket. And look at you. You haven't even put aside enough money to get a decent suit of clothes.
Well, there were times when I worked for Tina.
Yes, and Brother Everett got the salt.
He did that. Yes, he did.
Champagne Everett, they call him. Believe me, Bing, as long as you work for Buttons, you'll wind up in the hole. I wish I was dead for saying it.
I'm converting in mediamente to zippers.
Oh, you're fighting me, Bing.
Fighting me.
Just put yourself in my hands. Let me take care of your money. I'll assure your happiness. I'll assure your future. Supposing Bob Hope should leave you.
Could you assure me that? I'm kind of sold on Phil as a personal manager, Bing.
There you are. Ask anybody.
I think you ought to let Phil handle your money, Bing.
See? Ask anybody.
I think you can handle your own money, Bing.
Who asked you?
Can you help anyone to become a success, Phil?
Anyone, Marilyn. I very seldom have to draw the line.
You think you could help me?
Has anybody got a pencil?
I don't know, Phil. I still think I can handle my own affairs.
Bing, boys, think what you're saying. Where would Charlie McCarthy be today if it weren't for Edgar Bergen?
And vice versa?
See what I mean? You need something, either a lap or a dummy. I don't know.
Take
I can't.
Take me, son. I am yours to command.
Step into my office. Follow the leader.
Coming, Philzy.
Good morning. Silvers, and Tarnish. No, I'm sorry. Tarnish was rubbed out. What was it about? Oh, about Mr. Crosby's personal affairs. I'll let you speak to Mr. Silvers, who handles all of Mr. Crosby's business. One moment, please.
Bing, stop humming. You're distracting me.
That's your phone.
Hold the phone. Excuse me. Hello? Who is it? Hold. Check a record? You want Bing to make a recording? Well, how long will it take? 4 or 5 hours. Sorry, not interested. Goodbye.
But, Phil, I want to make that record.
No, don't be silly, Bing. That would be a terrible waste of time. Imagine 4 or 5 hours to make a record. You can buy one for 35 cents.
Ridiculous.
Now let's get down to business. How much money have you got in the bank?
$4,000.
That's nice. Now we'll transfer it to my bank, in my name, you see? And that way you won't have to pay any tax on it.
But you'll have to pay tax.
Naturally, but with $4,000, I can afford it. Hello? Oh, hello, kid. How are you? You've got 2 broadcasts coming up, huh? Oh, I see. You're running short. All right, kid, I'll send them right over. What is that? Oh, yes, 12 bow ties and an egg beater for your hair. All right, goodbye, Frankie.
Friend of yours?
Just another one of my clients. Now, where were we?
Where am I?
You're with me, and I'm helping you.
Oh, I see. Well, look, Phil, I don't want to give you the impression that I don't trust you. But I've just been going over the books, and I don't understand one item here.
Only one?
What's this mean here, Belmont Park, $2?
Oh, that. Just a small investment I made there some time ago in some stock out there.
Ran out of the money.
Couldn't take it in a stretch. Too fast to pay.
Early stage elder.
Well, But I've learned my lesson there. From now on, all your money gets put aside for a rainy day.
That's good.
Yes, I pick them better on a muddy track.
Investing in horses, I could have thought of you.
Yes, but we don't put all our eggs in one basket, Bingo.
Don't
we? I'm also investing your money in the grain exchange. Yeah. I'm buying oats. Oats went up 7 points in the last 3 days.
How come?
Because mares eat oats and does eat oats.
And the lambs eat ivy.
Get me ivy.
You can phone her at Oxford 1234.
Suppose the man answers.
That's her sister. We're getting away.
Yes, and I must say, old boy, that I find your management mighty expensive. Now, what are all these items on the expense account here? Restaurants, tailors, railroads, airplane lines, nightclubs.
That's gratitude for you. I knew you'd bring this up. All right. So I eat big, thick, juicy steak. Do I like steak? No. Meat murders me. I'm a vegetarian. But why do I eat steak? I'll tell you why. Right. Everybody in the restaurant points to me and says, who's that man? Who's that big spender? Dean Forsey's manager. Your name is mentioned. Publicity. All right, yes. I'm well dressed. I wear expensive suits. Do I like expensive suits? No. I'm strictly a two-flights-up man. I like the exercise.
Keep you fit.
But why do I wear expensive suits? Everybody says, who's that well-dressed man? Dean Forsey's manager. Oh, yeah. Your name is mentioned. Publicity.
Yes, but what's this here about signing my name on the check?
That's publicity.
That's forgery.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. Let them arrest me. That's what I want. Publicity for you. I can hear the newsboys on the street yelling, X-ray, X-ray, X-ray. Bing Crosby's manager's arrested. Your name is mentioned. You're getting famous. All right? Let them put me in jail. That's what I want. Let them give me the trade degree. Let them hit me with those rubber hoses. Let them murder me. I'll keep saying one thing. I'm Bing Crosby's manager. Your name will be mentioned over and over.
Well, hold on. I won't let them put you in jail.
Why not?
Who'll take care of my money?
Oh, I love this boy. Oh, this is a good boy. We're going to do great. You know what I'm going to do for you, Bingo? I'm going to make you bigger and better than ever.
How?
I'll teach you to sing so people will listen.
Yeah?
And above all, understand what you say.
How?
Diction. Diction.
What do you know about diction?
What do I know about diction, yeah? I only won the award for diction at the Academy of Arts. That's all. Would you like to hear how I won the diction award?
Could you show me how you won the Diction Award?
Oh, how can I forget that eventful evening at the Academy of Arts? The hall was crowded, and I was the next contestant, following speakers and singers with the clearest diction of our time, and with all the assurance born of self-confidence in my clearest tones and finest pronunciation, I sang... Without a star or an onion, the day would never ever end. Without a star, the road would never bear an end. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a prayer, you're an end. Without a star, that field of corn would never feel a plow. That field of corn would be deathier than now. A darkie's born, but he's no good, no how. Wow. Without a sorrow, I've got to make troubles and woe, but as sure as I know the jars and roar, I'll get along as long as it's strong. It's strong in my soul. I'll never know how to make the grain for a little. I'll never know how what makes the grass so tall. I only know there is no love at all without a S-O-R-N-G star.
Thus, T. Silvers and his diction album. As for proper diction, more practically applied, a ton big.
There's never been a time when you homemakers have needed so many shortcuts to save you fuss and bother. Well, one of your best shortcuts these days is Kraft Dinner, the macaroni and cheese that cooks in 7 minutes flat. First of all, Kraft Dinner saves you shopping time. Right in one box that you can pick up in a jiffy, Kraft Dinner gives you both ingredients for macaroni and cheese. There's a special fast-cooking macaroni in that box. And there's plenty of golden Kraft grated to sprinkle in the cheese flavor and a twinkling. With these two magic ingredients, you make the dinner main dish as fast as you make the dinner coffee. And it's really swell macaroni and cheese. Fluffy light with lots of good cheese flavor through and through. A point-saving main dish. And an extender, if you like, for other foods, too. Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese, pressed into a ring and served with a little creamed leftover meat or vegetables or seafood, is a fast treat, a special treat. Try it soon. Kraft Dinner.
For this Thursday evening in the Old Kraft Music Hall, friends. Next Thursday, the same group, augmented and glamorized by the addition of our friend, Lucille Ball. Away you go.
Marilyn Maxwell appeared tonight through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Madame Curie. The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Zippy and zestful. That's how foods look and taste when they're flavored with tangy golden Kraft salad mustard. Tomorrow, for lunch or dinner, tempt your family's appetite with a luscious cheese fondue or Welsh rabbit made smacking good with the help of Kraft solid mustard flavor. Delicious, too, and just a bit sharper to the taste, is Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Buy both for variety. Put Kraft mustard at the head of your shopping list tomorrow.
The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.